Okay, folks, today is
Wednesday, the 19th of October, and we are sitting here with a nice group of very talented people speaking about the event which we have been attending yesterday and today. Maybe just give us a little idea of what this event is, because you have been here as a journalist since yesterday. Just present yourself first, please.
Hello, Naomi Ross. So I'm a French journalist. I'm based in Paris, and I'm here today at Augmented World Expo to see how augmented reality is evolving in the new technologies area. This is why I'm here today. So here we are very curious about the applications, the smart glasses, and all what is being doing in this area in particular.
And on my other side is sitting a person who has been presenting an application which is really mind-blowing because it is tackling the mind of your clients, right?
Thank you. My name is Dana Maria. I'm a life coach and I make applications for coaching purposes and therapy purposes. I believe virtual reality is the most powerful tool at the moment that helps us to help people to conquer fear and reach their goals and dreams. And this is what I want to explore more. And that's why I'm here at the ABE 2016 Berlin. Thank you for having me.
And there's another journalist called Tiago. He is somewhere in Portugal. I know where he's born, but he's going to tell us and why he's interested here in the show.
Hello, my name is Tiago. I'm actually covering for a friend of mine who would be press. I am not officially press, although I do tend to talk a lot with people and take some notes and ask a lot of questions. What I usually do, I introduce myself as a creative technologist. I have an engineering background, but I'm also a researcher and an artist. And my interest is usually in the application of technology for creative purposes or in creative contexts.
So there's another person on our table, and I know nothing about him besides the fact that his name is Sai, so he should present himself properly.
So actually I'm Cyrus, but I've changed my name, so it's now my full name instead of just being my first name. And I'm here because I'm interested in cyborgs and what constitutes being a human. And for this final project that I'm working on as an interaction designer in Copenhagen, I'm planning to use augmented reality to augment objects that I'll be creating, so that people can simulate the experience of actually implanting new technologies into the body, so we can stop just having things like our smartphones and other technology as external components and really start to embody them.
What has been for you the most striking or interesting presentations or things you have seen so far here on the show?
So for me, the most interesting moments were probably the first 2 hours of being here. So I met maybe 5 or 6 people just in the line, and understood that everyone was very much focused on things like industry, planning to come here and promoting their new app. And I had recently created my own AR experience, just playing around for 1 week in Unity and Vuforia and all of those nice tools. And I found it pretty straightforward, and then saw here that people were using the same tools for kind of real life commercial applications. Obviously their things were a bit more polished, but the jump wasn't that big, so that was very eye-opening to see that the stuff I could create by myself or with a few people was not so far away from what people are actually selling. Not that that particularly is interesting to me, but it was interesting. And then your talk and the first talk we had were frankly amazing, because this is the kind of thing that I believe needs to be heard at these kind of places. I used to work in a corporation, and there's not enough of that kind of teaching, learning, speaking in general. A bunch of people came here and they were expecting to hear about the future of augmented reality, and instead they were told that they have to really take ownership of themselves and their ideas and to think beyond the perimeters and boundaries of the constructs they've created and that have been given to them. And instead of thinking about maybe selling an app for a few million to Facebook or Microsoft, maybe they have the potential to do something even larger. And I thought that was an incredibly powerful and meaningful message.
Okay, so the next person who is answering my question about the most striking events on this show is Tiago, and he's going to give us a very charming response, I think.
So just to put things a bit in context, I do agree, if not completely, at least at the very least, mostly with Cyrus. This is obviously a very industry-driven event. I am usually more interested, as I said before, in more creative applications or things that are not so, let's call them square or industry focused. And today I had a very interesting surprise this morning during the startup pitch session, because we had someone who wants to use VR and AR for teaching painting. And then after that, we had someone who's sitting right in front of me who wants to use VR and who knows maybe AR, in general, new technologies for therapeutical purposes. I myself am a person who's interested in games and play theory. What can you gain from playing games, and how can you take these lessons back to other applications? So of course then I asked this question about if you were planning to do some kind of gamification, but for me this usage of new technologies, emerging technologies, now with frameworks that allow us to quickly get a content built and tested and hopefully learn from what we did in therapy and rehabilitation, and sometimes also for people with disabilities. This, for me, is the most interesting topic I've seen addressed so far.
Is it difficult to comment that? You're allowed to. If no, just tell me what you have been seeing, the most striking event.
No, I'm very honored to hear such a comment. Thank you for that, Tiago. And for me, the most interesting talk of the 2 days was definitely you, Wolf Siegert, because I was really struck by the powerful message. Yeah, I really love Jung. I love Carlos Castaneda, the dream visions we have. And in a virtual world, we can also do a lot with visualizing and analyzing your dreams and thoughts. So I see a lot of potential in this in VR and also mixed reality. And it was so beautiful how you came up. It was so inspiring, and the talk, how you did it. And yeah, you were talking from yourself, your true self, your authentic self, and that was really beautiful. And this blew me away, and I had to come and talk to you and meet you. Thank you.
So actually, this is the origin of the whole interview, so I'm not going to comment on that, but I'm just going to say you can see the whole presentation on a YouTube channel, and we'll link it on our platform. But Naomi, now it's up to you to give your comment and your insight.
First, I'd like to say that definitely your talk was the most inspiring to me as well, because this question of reality, we are here to face it as well. It's not a point we give a lot of attention to nowadays, but it's really interesting to see how technology is shaping a new reality for us. And a new reality is not only a new paradigm, it's also something happening in your brain. So it's something that is really physical, that is shaping your daily activities, that is shaping the links you will have with your relatives, the links you will have with your society. So for me, it's really inspiring point to talk about how technology is shaping a new reality. And for me as well, what has been inspiring is meeting a lot of people here who have different backgrounds, very inspiring minds and curious minds, and you can talk about user experience and you can see further with them about those questions. So yes, it has been a very inspiring 2 days here.
So after this round, it should be blatantly obvious that I missed Wolf's talk.
Okay, 20 seconds of silence.